My guest at this time is Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Kelly Ward. The former Republican state senator is challenging five-term incumbent John McCain, who will turn 80 years old the day before the August 30th primary in the Grand Canyon state. And Dr. Ward, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Greg.
The polls in this race are kind of all over the place. I've seen some with you ahead. I've seen some with you substantially behind. I've seen one that says it's basically a dead heat. So where do you think this race is right now with less than 2 weeks to go?
You know, I am out on the ground every single day. We're actually doing a tour called the Small Town Big Voices Tour of the entire state. And I'll tell you that on the ground, the mood is that it's time to retire John McCain. I think that the polling is very difficult this time because there are so many new voters. There are people who are inspired to run because of the changes at the presidential level and are inspired to vote because of the changes at the presidential level. And so, you know, I think it's neck and neck. I think it's very telling that now here 11 days, 10 days before the primary, John McCain is now suddenly scrambling to buy ads to attack me himself, not just through his super PAC, but his own campaign is putting it out there that he's fearful. Now, that's right after he put out one of those polls. One of the polls that has been out recently, I think, is completely bogus. And because if he were that far ahead of me, why would he be spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to attack me here in the home stretch?
That is a telling sign, perhaps. You mentioned that the theme of this campaign, at least to some extent, is to retire McCain. That's the hashtag that you use on social media, retire McCain. Is that a reflection on his record, how long he's been in Washington, his age, or a combination of factors?
I think all of those things play into it, but most importantly is his dismal record of voting for tax hikes and bailouts and spending, massive spending, amnesty, liberal judges, and, you know, the fact that he's been in Washington for almost 40 years, that our country was never designed to have a political ruling class that stayed in power for decades. And so it's time to pass that torch. And I do want to give him the best 80th birthday present ever, the gift of retirement. And I think that it's time for us in Arizona and us as a country to have new eyes on the problems that are facing our nation, facing our world, so that we can get new solutions and we can actually get some things done, because there's been extreme gridlock in Washington, D.C., and I think it's time to put that to bed and get to work.
Dr. Ward, you mentioned in your previous response about how you think that it's tough to poll right now because of the infusion of new voters as a result of what we saw at the presidential level on the Republican side. And obviously that's a reference to the rise of Donald Trump. Both of you have endorsed him, although you have certainly done so with more gusto than Senator McCain, who seems to be distancing himself from comments that Trump makes from time to time. So talk about how the Trump factor is playing into this primary a little more.
Yes, you know, I enthusiastically endorse Donald Trump. I haven't heard John McCain even say that he endorses Donald Trump by name. I've heard him say he's fine with him as the nominee. Just yesterday, he was interviewed by the press about Donald Trump, and he wanted to brush that off, because his liberal supporters, because John McCain has a lot of liberal supporters, want him to disavow Donald Trump. And so he doesn't know which way to go. But I can tell you which way we need to go. We need to have a President Donald Trump who has legislative partners in the House and the Senate that will not be John McCain. It will be Dr. Kelly Ward, who can put forth excellent policy ideas to achieve the goals that so many people want: border security, strong military, fixing the VA, repealing Obamacare, returning education to the local and state level. All of those things that Donald Trump talks about on the campaign trail, it's going to take legislative effort to be able to get those things to his desk, and I look forward to being that partner with Donald Trump.
Let's talk about a few of those issues one at a time, though. Let's start with border security, obviously a massive issue in Arizona. John McCain, of course, ran for re-election 6 years ago, and as part of that campaign, he did a television ad along with Pima County Sheriff Paul Babiou in which McCain was talking about his commitment to border security. Here's a clip from that ad.
Drug and human smuggling, home invasions, murder.
We're outmanned. Of all the illegals in America, more than half come through Arizona.
Have we got the right plan?
Plan's perfect. You bring troops, state, county, and local law enforcement together.
And complete the dang fence.
It'll work this time.
Complete the dang fence. That was definitely the takeaway line from that, Dr. Ward. Of course, in 2013, he was one of the Gang of Eight who backed the Senate immigration bill that did not end up going anywhere in the House. So what's your assessment of his record on this issue, particularly in the past 6 years, and how would you specifically be different?
Well, his record is dismal. We're still having the drug trafficking, the home invasions, the illegal people coming into our country, flooding in and affecting every aspect of society, from healthcare to education to public safety and corrections to the economy to our very American culture. It's all under assault because of our open border. And John McCain is a big fan of open borders. He wants to pull the wool over the eyes of the Republican voter and the voter in general, Republican and Democrat, to make them think that he's trying to keep us safe. We all know that border security is national security, and I'm ready to mix the mortar to fix the border. It's going to take a strong will. It's going to take the ability to build relationships to be able to get this done. And it's got to be a clean bill. It can't include amnesty in a bill. The comprehensive immigration reform bill that was tried to pass off with the Gang of Eight was an amnesty bill. People aren't going to stand for that. We need a clean bill about border security first and foremost, and then we will worry about cleaning up the mess that decades of an open border have left us with here in our country.
And Dr. Ward, you also mentioned a number of national security issues, ranging from the war against radical Islam to beefing up the military to taking care of our veterans. You're running against the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, so he obviously has a position of authority, and he would obviously argue that those are his strongest issues. So how do you make the case that you are in a better position to act in a direct way on those issues than he can?
Well, first and foremost, what I'd ask everyone listening is, do you feel safer in the United States or in the world since John McCain's been in Washington, D.C. for nearly 40 years? I'll tell you that I graduated from high school in 1987, the same year that he was elected to the United States Senate. In 1987, we were not at war. We were not at war. We weren't invading, attacking, and bombing country after country after country. However, since John McCain has been there and has been in so-called power, we've done nothing but go to war. His and Hillary Clinton, they share this foreign policy of invade the world, invite the world. Invade the world through nation building and expensive occupation. Invite the world through opening our borders and bringing people into our country. And that policy has led to terrorist attacks across this world. There are piles of bodies from Benghazi to Orlando. And that's why we've got to change Washington, D.C., by changing the people we send there. It's time to retire McCain. He's been there for way too long. It's time for new blood in Washington, and I look forward to being a conservative champion for Arizona's future, for America's future, for the world's future, once I get to the United States Senate.
Dr. Ward, you mentioned you've been on this listening tour, and I'm sure you've had a chance to speak with thousands of Arizonans over the past number of months as you've campaigned. We've talked about a number of the key issues, and I'm sure when you talk to citizen, they have different issues that are at the top of their agenda. But is there any common angst or concern that seems to outride all the others for them?
You know, one of the biggest things that people ask me at almost every single meeting that I attend or every single time I talk to a voter is, do I support term limits? And I do. I'm running on the term limit pledge. I will not stay in Washington for more than two terms. I think 12 years in Washington, D.C. is more than enough time for anyone to start an agenda, to accomplish a lot of it, and to pave the way for the next generation to take the torch. And that generation right now is learning and getting the skills and the talents that they will need to do the job. And more importantly, they're going to have the energy and the motivation and the stamina to actually get it done. And so term limits, I really was surprised that is brought up at every single meeting, especially with the state of the world and with ISIS and with the shambles that our Veterans Administration is in. All of those things are brought up and discussed at these meetings, but term limits takes the cake. And I think that John McCain is the poster boy for why we need term limits and the frustration that the people in the United States and in Arizona are feeling.
You and John McCain are obviously the most prominent Republicans in this race in terms of who's getting the support in the polls, but there are others in the race. Are you concerned at all that those others, even if they're not polling that high, are going to hurt you in the number of Republicans who want to retire John McCain?
Well, there's actually only one other man that's actually in the race, Claire. He's still in the race. He polls at about 1%. Alex Molesky dropped out of the race, however, after he had his name printed on the ballot. So he's not in the race, but his name is still on the ballot. So I hope people will realize that it's a wasted vote to vote for Alex Molesky. Really, I think it's a wasted vote to vote for Claire as well. And, of course, I think it's a wasted vote to vote for John McCain. Let's vote for the future. Let's get out of the past and utilize those votes for Dr. Kelly Ward so we can truly change Washington.
You may have already expressed it, Dr. Ward, but in our exit question here, when it comes down to crunch time, there's usually one or two big messages you want to get to voters, even though you've had debates and discussions on a whole host of issues. As Arizona voters go to the polls on August 30th, what's the last thing you want them to hear from you?
I want them to know I'm going to mix the mortar to fix the border. I'm going to heal the VA, and I will be a conservative champion for Arizona and for America in the United States Senate.
Well, a lot of folks are going to be watching the results late into the evening for many of us, at least on the East Coast, on August 30th. Dr. Ward, I know it's a very busy time. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks, Greg.
Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Kelly Ward. She's a former Republican state senator, and she's challenging five-term incumbent Republican senator and 2008 presidential nominee John McCain. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.